Welcome to the Steve Hallstrom Show. I am not Steve Hallstrom, as you can tell. I'm Justin from the Lakes Country. Well, nice to be back in the seat with everybody here. How are you doing, Addison?
I'm tired.
You tired?
It's been a lot of running around today.
It is gorgeous outside.
It is very nice outside. I will give it that. It could be a little, people aren't going to like this. It could be a little colder outside.
Now, with El Presidente out, I'm noticing you're wearing shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and a hat. Is that the kind of the normal dress code around
here?
That
is a baseless claim. These are false rumors. I will not be slandered like so.
I'd like to get Steve going while he's on in case he's listening.
We have no evidence that this is what is being worn today.
No, good to see you, and thanks to everyone for joining us. We kind of have an abbreviated show today, too, by the way. I should probably say that right off the top. So we're only going to go till about 4:45, right around there. Because we're going to be preempted by Morehead State football. So big game James is going to come on and do a little pregame for about 15 minutes. And then the football game, they're in Northern Michigan, starts at 5 p.m. on this very station, AM 1100. So keep tuned in here. And so kind of on that thought, like I didn't want to go. There's so much heavy stuff in the news, and I really didn't want to go into too much. But, you know, I wanted to talk some headlines. And, of course, the elephant in the room with, you know, what happened in Minneapolis yesterday. So we'll talk about that here for a little bit, but just kind of a preview other than that. So that'll be first segment. And then the rest of the show after that, I thought I'd bring in Mr. Vince Wepker. So everybody knows Vince, right? Hot Tub Vinny. But we're not going to talk hot tubs and saunas, right, from Hot Springs Pool and Spas. We're going to talk Vikings football. I know that Steve's a big fan. He talks about it on the show because obviously I've heard it before. And also, I know that, excuse me, there's probably some fans in the audience and probably some people tuning in to listen to the Morehead State that, you know, probably are Vikings fans as well. So we're going to go ahead and also do that. So that'll be pretty much the show, and probably won't take too many callers, although you could certainly text in, if you want. And then tomorrow I'll be here as well. And then tomorrow we actually have a full show and with full day. So, from the 4 to 6, the normal time. And, we're going to have at the top of tomorrow, going to have Tom Winters from the barn at Dunvilla. So this is out in Lakes Country where I'm at. You guys probably have came down 34, some of you, and, where it comes to a crossroads there at 59. So you have the, you know, obviously Lakeland General Store, big advertiser, friends with Bob Shemp. You probably may have heard me talk about that here on maybe Jay's show or another program. And then there's also the Lakes in Dunvilla. And I think the last time actually I hosted Steve's show, we actually had Bob, with another Bob, Robert, from who's the general manager of Lakes in Dunvilla, on to talk about everything. That was early in the spring. And then right next door to that is the barn. And the barn is a good place for wedding venues and, a good wedding venue, I should say, and other types of conferences and events like that. But they're going to have it's kind of a big deal. They're having, this is the first time they've done this where they're having a really big name group. It's going to be Blackhawk, for some of you that might be country fans, might remember Blackhawk. So it's going to be pretty intimate too. I mean, you know, when I say intimate, I'm not saying that tongue in cheek. I mean, for that area, if you've ever been there, it's smaller, so it's going to be a good venue to see them in. And they're going to be outside. This is Saturday, the 30th, so coming up here in just a couple days. And they're going to put about 3,000 people out there. That's what they're trying for. So he's going to talk about that and kind of just things coming up in the fall and what have you is going on over there at the barn. And then after that, we're going to talk with, I'm going to do a little cross promotion here because I'm down, like I mentioned before, I'm on Jay Thomas's show sometimes doing some guest hosting. I've been down here obviously on Scott's show and then Steve's show on occasion as well. And over on 970, WDAY, there's a show on the weekends called Under the Hood. And, it's a car show, just a, you know, kind of car repair. You call in and say, I have this kind of car, and they kind of give some advice. But you might think, why are we going to do? Why are you going to play that for us, Justin? No. Well, the guy's a pretty interesting guy that developed the program, and it's a Christian-based shop as well, and I like that aspect. And just kind of want to talk to him about how he came about. And these guys are on like 600 stations. That's a big deal in radio. So and they're just fun guys to listen to. If you've never have listened to it, it's a really cool show. And I'm telling you, you get guys and you get gals calling into that. So. So yeah, you're going to want to tune in for him as well. That's Russ from Under the Hood. And then, lastly, so the last hour of tomorrow, we're going to talk to Sally from the zoo. So Sally from Red River Valley Zoo, she is always a delight to have on the program. She's amazing and just, like I said, just really fun. And so we're going to chat with her about everything happening at the zoo. Right? They got a big Labor Day weekend here coming up, and they also have, excuse me, they also have, you know, their Halloween stuff coming up as well. She'll probably talk about that. Can you believe, Addison, we're talking about Halloween already? I can't believe that. But so we're going to have her on as well. And I know they have some, like a Red Panda exhibit now and some other stuff going on. So yeah, I kind of wanted to switch gears here. And again, we're trying to keep the show light today and tomorrow, but it's kind of hard when there's so much heavy news. And just wanted to kind of opine a little bit on what's going on in Minneapolis, right? So not going to have time to go into this as much as I would like, as far as I would like, but just to kind of, you know, well, refresh everybody's memory, right? I'm not sure, unless you were under a rock yesterday, probably heard that there was another school shooting in Minneapolis, but this one was different, and the media would kind of let you know that this was just a vanilla school shooting, right? It wasn't. It was at a Christian school, a Catholic school at that, and it wasn't even so much that it was at the school. It was actually in the church. So I want to kind of set the scenario for you. So kids 8 to 11 years old are in the pews praying, no less, and a transgender individual started shooting through the windows to, of course, kill them, and I suppose any staff nearby. Was successful with a few, sadly. A few kids did die, and a number there's a few in critical condition, and then some that are just... they're just shot. I mean, which it's hard to, for those of you that have, I don't even have kids, but for those that have kids, I can't even imagine my 8 or 9 or 10 year old being shot, whether they passed away or not. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, I guess talk about it a little bit. I'm from the Minnesota area, obviously Lakes Country, right? But I lived in Minneapolis, and there's a reason that I left, right? The politics, but all their policies down there and the rampant crime and just everything else. But this is just a symptom of what's going on down there in Minneapolis, right? And I wanted to just kind of highlight just on the transgender shootings themselves, because they're getting sadly popular. And, you know, just to kind of remind you, because the first thing I thought of yesterday when I heard Christian school and when I heard even Catholic at that was, I wonder if this person's, I mean, I literally was on the phone with my friend and I said, I wonder if this is a transgender person, sadly. Cause you remember there was the Nashville Christian shooter. That was last year, I believe last year or the year before. Then there was the Lakewood Church. That person also identified as trans. The Colorado Springs shooter, not too far back, the non-binary, but same difference on one of my theme is, the Denver shooter. So there was one, not too far back in Denver. Aberdeen as well, Iowa. And again, there's a theme going on here, and it's particularly with the Christian schools is where it always centers around, and somebody that's just mentally deranged, right? And I'll even go a step further. You know, I say this not as a pejorative term, but I really believe that the transgender in general is a mental issue, right? I always have, and not enough people say that. And we've been conditioned to just kind of go along with this, whether it's go along with, you know, mutilation surgeries in single digits, or whether, to get people on hormone therapies, or staff at school that aren't allowed to tell the parents that this person identifies as this. And, just all of this going on, obviously, you know, men and women sports, everybody's heard that too. And there's just so much of it. And I really think at the end of the day, it's a mental illness, and we're feeding into that by trying to normalize it. And keep in mind too, the normalization of this, what you'd think, but as much as it's in the news, as much as people talk about it, as much as it's like front and center at a Vikings game or at wherever, with transgender, that it's 25% of the population. This is less than 1% of the population, a tenth of 1% of the population. Is this. And what I think is tragic about yesterday is this guy, I mean, again, a very evil act, no doubt. It really hit me, particularly on the kids, and I'll talk about that in a second, but it just hit me that, you know, obviously he's very confused. And this was conditioned from a lot of areas, from everybody, from his parents to allowing him to make this decision, because he made this decision apparently, when he was underage. And I'm purposely saying he too. I'm sorry. I'm not adhering to all these pronouns, right? I'm going to call a spade. These are guys. And, you know, he made this decision when he was a minor. Everybody else, again, conditioned that. I'm sure his school did. I'm sure most people around him. And he's just confused. And I really think too, when it comes to a Christian standpoint, and this is where I think that really gets these people riled up, is it's an affront to God. And why I think that is because, again, God gives us this gift of life, right? And he says, you know, Justin, you're an XY chromosome, right? I'm a guy, I'm a man, I'm a boy, right? And there's nothing in this life that I can do to change that. We can do a lot of things. We can try hormone replacement. We can whack parts off. You know, I'll skip the labels. We can, you know, be called that. We can try to look like that. You know, contrary to what Emperor Walls thinks in Minneapolis, you can, people think that men can menstruate. Yeah, you can't menstruate. I'm sorry. You know, you have people like Tim Cook at Apple that think men can get pregnant, and you might roll your eyes, think, oh, come on, Justin, that's just over the top. Pull out your iPhone right now. Go to the text messages. Open where it has the keyboard at the bottom. Open up the emojis, and either you can search for it or you can just type in P-R-E for pregnant, and you're going to find a pregnant man emoji. That slipped into the emojis about 4 years ago on the Apple iPhone, and nobody said anything about it. And that is not possible, people. It is not possible for men to get pregnant. So again, we're conditioning society to believe in this a fallacy. It's a lie. This can't happen. No matter how much a guy pretends, he cannot be a woman, and vice versa. And I mean, again, I could go into the women's sports and all of that, but just to say, you know, I'm my heart breaks for, of course, the families that are affected by this, but my heart breaks even too that again, we as a society, maybe not me, maybe not you, but we as a society as a whole are because we won't put our foot down and call it what it is, have allowed this to happen. And that's one of the reasons I won't live in Minneapolis, because of these policies. And God bless the people that can put up with it, because I said I'd bring up the kids again, and I'll kind of end on this for today, is I'm sitting in my car yesterday when this is going on, and I'm listening to, you know, there's 17 victims. Now, again, at that point, we didn't know if they were alive or dead and who they were, if they were children, if they were staff or what have you. And, excuse me, we had, it started trickling out that two children had died. And I don't know what it was. It just kind of thought, I mean, we've heard of lots of school shootings, right? We could kind of desensitize, but it kind of hit me. It's like two parents that, I don't know, maybe have taken that son or daughter to the state fair in the last week, maybe did something, some fun vacation with them this summer. Last thing on their mind, I promise you, or likely, last thing on their mind was any sort of violence at school or church, no less. And that their children would be injured, let alone dead. And two parents yesterday, or a couple sets of parents, got that call that, you know, okay, obviously you heard about the school shooting, you know, little Tommy or little Sally, I'm sorry to tell you, passed away. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that, and that's what I was really thinking about. And that's where my heart got real heavy yesterday. So I don't know, folks, you know, I wish we had a little more time to talk about it. I wish we had some time to take some of your calls and or texts. But we're going to pick it up out of there. But I just wanted to, you know, I was really thinking about this a lot overnight and then yesterday when it happened, and I wanted to kind of put that out there to the audience. Again, feel free to text us in and I'll maybe read some of those if we get a little chance here before the end of the program. But we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come back with Vince Wepker, Hot Tub Vinny, and we're going to talk all things Vikings with him. Right before the lead up here to the Morehead State football game, which we're going to broadcast on AM 1100 at about 4:45. So we'll bring back after break. We'll bring Vince in and we'll talk some Vikings football. Don't go anywhere, folks. Welcome back to the Steve Hallstrom Show. This is Justin from the Lakes Country. El Presidente is out on assignment today, and I'm guesting for him right now. As we mentioned before the break, we're going to talk some Vikings here in just a quick sec with Vince Wepker. But just to remind you, we're going to go out here at about 4:45 for some live Morehead State football. They are in Northern Michigan today, and we're going to have a little pregame here at 4:45, and then the game starts at 5 p.m. So if you tune back in, like, where's the Steve Hallstrom Show? That's where it is. But I thought it would be really a good time to talk Vikings football, because I figure we have some football fans, not only in the audience, but also that are probably waiting for the Morehead State game. So I wanted to talk with Vince Wepker. He's a big Vikings fan and also a season ticket holder. So thanks for joining us, Vince. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you very excited about Carson Wentz? I'm digging that.
Actually, I am. I got to meet Carson about 10 years ago now. We delivered his hot tub and everything out to Philly, and it was the day after his first victory out there. So everybody was high on him. And then, you know, we were talking, and he was certainly glad to be in the NFL, but Carson grew up a Vikings fan. So the fact that he's home, and it's just, I think it's a great thing. And, you know, just having him on the sideline there, you know, we joked, hey, he could come party with us after the game. But, you know, so I'm very excited about that. Very excited about the season in general. And I know I wear purple glasses, I drink the Kool-Aid, but, you know, here's a team coming off a pretty good record last year, and they had $80 million to spend on the salary cap. And they really, really obviously boosted up the offensive line. The defense, they say, is world-class, best in the NFL. I'm not the one coming up with these terms. I compile things I listen to, people I talk to. I do know people that work inside the Vikings, and, you know, best defense in the NFL has been tossed around, and that goes a lot of mileage. And the other term that's being tossed around quite a bit is a Super Bowl caliber team. And, you know, all enough to get you excited, right? But it's really going to come. We've got a lot of unknowns here, too. It's a very tough schedule, very tough. And then we don't know how J.J. McCarthy is going to be. I think I do. I studied him for 2 years in college. The guy is 60-2 as a starting quarterback. And there's doubters, but he came to Michigan as a freshman. Jim Harbaugh was about ready to be run out of town with pitchforks and torches. They had a horrendous record. And here comes this kid, J.J. McCarthy, and totally turned the program around. Won a national championship, beat Ohio State 4 times in a row. And you talk to people in Michigan, which I have friends out there, they call him a culture changer. And so everything you hear, everything you see, hopefully should play out very well for this season. I'm excited about JJ more than anything. I've called him tongue-in-cheek the greatest quarterback who's never played a down in the NFL. So a lot of good things happening, a lot of good things to be excited about. And I know we're Viking fans. Let's not worry about what's happened in the past. I know.
Well, I will say,
let's focus on the future.
Well, I will say this, and you know, I'm thinking, taking heart what you just said, but I will say this with, you know, excited to obviously have Carson Wentz on the team. I was thinking to myself today, I really kind of hope he, you know, let's say he's around a few more years and retires as a Viking. I think that would be cool for everybody. Kind of, even though I know he's North Dakota folks, but just kind of hometown kid. But let's remember too, when you said that the Vikings had, you know, a great season last year, that was with the backup quarterback. So again, I mean, we have a good all around team, right? We have good backup selections. We have really good in JJ McCarthy, obviously, and be nice to see, because I've read some of the stuff about him as well as what Vince just said. And now, of course, on top of that, we get Adam Thielen back. So what do you think of that?
That's pretty exciting. Heard rumors, and when it broke yesterday, and unfortunately the good news was overshadowed by the incidents down in the cities, but very excited. Adam Thielen's a winner, you know, and he brings that to the table. So, but back to the quarterbacks a minute. The reason Carson Wentz is here is because an undrafted rookie, played for the Gophers last year, Max Brosmer, came in as the third, maybe even fourth quarterback in camp and played himself up so much that they traded their backup quarterback to Philly in Howell. And then Brosmer moved up, but that's the reason then they brought in Carson Wentz to kind of hopefully, if there needs be, to bridge that gap and have a proven solid back. So on the quarterback chart, it's pretty exciting, I think, from top to bottom. And again, if you ask me, I think J.J. McCarthy's the real deal. And here's one more thing about J.J. There's any doubters out there. He's the first starting quarterback in NFL history that more than likely could have played in the NHL. Matter of fact, the day that he was drafted, the first phone call he received was from none other than the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And the reason I bring the fact that he could have played hockey in the NHL up, I don't know if you know, but hockey players are pretty damn tough. You know, they have to be able to skate, which, by the way, there's over 16 sports in the Olympics that give out medals just for skating. You have to have the eye hand coordination of a puck that's 6-7 feet from your hands.
Exactly.
And you have to be tough. I mean, you're getting hit every 30 seconds, and your footwork has to be fast. So a lot of good qualities that translate from hopefully into a quarterback in the NFL from a hockey player.
Awesome. Well, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, I want to get your kind of – yeah, we'll get a little more predictions on the season, what you think. Also, you know, just obviously just hit the wire here, just a little outside of Vikings news, but this has been talked about for football fans out there for a number of weeks, is looks like Micah Parsons just got traded from the Cowboys to the Packers.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. We already have the toughest division in football.
Yeah, so I know.
We'll talk about that when you come back.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere, folks. Stick around. Welcome back to the Steve Hallstrom Show. I'm Justin from Lakes Country here. We're talking with Vince Wepker here. Vince Wepker is going to – we're chatting Vikings today, right? And we're going to go out here in just a little bit here about the 4:44 mark. We're going to catch the pregame for Morehead State. That's going to be broadcast on AM 1100. And then the top of the hour, we're going to do the actual game for at 5 p.m. So, actually, Vince, I just saw Jay Thomas walk by in Packers gear. Can you believe that? What a traitor he is.
Well, Jay, I was just listening to his show about an hour ago, and he said Adam Thielen's number is going to be 18, and I'm like, come on, Jay. as we all know, 18 is the best receiver in football, and yes. Justin Jefferson. So,
right.
Yeah, he probably is a little confused on what to wear, what not to wear.
He, back to Adam Thielen for a second, too. Also, somebody that I would like to see retire as a Viking. That would be awesome.
I think he was going to anyway, because he talked. I heard him interviewed, and he said, wow, this is a tremendous surprise. You know, in my mind, I thought the next time I come back to Minnesota is for a one-day contract where I get to retire as a Viking, but this is over the top. So, yeah, he's pretty jacked up, and he's just a great guy, a great teammate, great player. You know, he was not only undrafted, he got a $500 scholarship to go play football at Mankato State. And I bring that up because before I get into any predictions here, the Minnesota Vikings on their 53-man roster, as far as right now, have 7 undrafted free agents on the roster. That is a lot for a 53-man NFL roster. And I think it's a good thing. Look at Max Brosmer. And I think of those 7... You know, I don't even know now, does that count Adam Thielen? I think it was 7 before Adam Thielen came in, which would actually make it 8. But just an interesting stat to think about as we head into the season.
Well, so yeah, speaking of which, so, and I want to nail you down on this now, and the audience can hear, is what game am I going to with you? That's what I want to know. I was all these promises last year, and nothing.
You know,
came.
I got a good week for you, Justin. How about October 5th? No, October 12th.
What is that, a bye week?
Yeah, we play a BYE.
Nice. So what are your predictions?
First of all, NFL is a tough animal, right?
Yeah.
You don't know who's going to be good from year to year, and our division is the toughest in the NFL. You throw in the fact that we have to, on top of that, have to play the Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
I mean, you looked up the Ravens, you know, the Redskins actually aren't your, you know, they're actually pretty tough. So I do believe, I mean, I think we're going to win the division. And then I know I said Super Bowl caliber. I really just want, how about you win a playoff game? You know,
yeah, right.
Just win a playoff game and take it from there. And it's been since not the miracle in Minneapolis, but we beat the Saints in overtime about, I don't know, 6 years ago. And that's been our last playoff win. So tough schedule, tough division. I you know, love the fact that our defense is considered one of the best in the NFL. If you go the Vegas route, we're the 10th favorite team to win the Super Bowl out of 32, which means probably absolutely nothing. But yeah, and looking realistically, like our first game, right? Monday Night Football in Chicago.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows growing up, Good Times, J.J. Walker. We got J.J. McCarthy, Jefferson J.J. in J.J. Walker's town, and I'm sure ESPN is going to play on that leading into the game, right? But anytime you play in Chicago, it's tough. But if the Vikings could win that, the next two are at home, the Falcons, Bengals, I think those are two wins. And then our next two road games really aren't road games. They're at, you know, in Dublin, Ireland, and in London against the Steelers and Rodgers. And I think he's, you know, 4 or 5 years too late. He should have retired. And then the Browns are the Browns. Now, again, the NFL, you don't know what they've become this year compared to last year, but you realistically, and I'm taking my purple glasses off, you look at the first five games, they could be 5-0.
Interesting. Yeah, and you bring up Aaron Rodgers, too. You know, there's been a lot of talk. I guess he's looking pretty good. So we'll see if he's got a little juice left there. I was looking, too, you mentioned Super Bowl. So this year, Super Bowl's in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. You were mentioning the overseas games. Are you going to either one of those?
Yes.
Are you really? Which one?
I got both of them.
Really? Oh, well.
Yeah, they're back. They're back-to-back weeks, so... You know, September 28th, the Vikings in Dublin, first NFL game ever in Dublin. And then, and that's advantage Minnesota, too. They get to stay over there a week, and then the next week in London, they play Cleveland. So, and the other great fact, as we pointed out, those on the schedule are both road games for the Vikings. So it doesn't take any of their home games away. And then, you know, come back, have the game, you're going to the bye week. And then after that, so they get a week off, and then they play Philly. The thing I was complaining about yesterday, and it seems like every year it happens to the Vikings, we play a tough team on Sunday, and then for about the last 5 years in a row, we go on the road for Thursday night football.
Yeah.
So we go from Philadelphia at home. Within 3 days, you know, we're in L.A. playing the Chargers, and they're a pretty good team, so... Maybe one of these years the Vikings are going to get a Thursday night game at home. And I hate the Thursday night game. I really do. It's just too soon after Sunday. And then if you lose that, which typically we do because it's on the road, now you got to sit there for 10 days, you know, coming off a loss. So,
well, it might.
But again, schedule's brutal, as it is for every NFL team. But, you know, if you get out of the gates quick and your defense is as good as advertised, JJ, you know, is he going to come out and light the world on fire right away?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
No. He's going to make his mistakes. Tom Pelissero is a pretty good NFL mind.
Yep.
And Paul Allen asked him, all right, transparently, Tom, JJ McCarthy. And he said, well, J.J.'s going to be all right. He's wound differently than most quarterbacks. He's wound to try to make a spectacular play every play. And you can't do that in the NFL. You have to manage, you know, and take the game as it comes to you. And so if they're going to have their hand full with J.J. in anything, it's like just getting him calmed down. And you know, play the game, manage it, let it come to you. You don't have to win the game on every single play. So, but that said, I'm super stoked about JJ. You know, we haven't had a good quarterback, in my opinion, that we drafted since Tommy Kramer. I know many of you are going to say Dante Culpepper, but come on, we traded Brad Johnson, who was Ben went on to win two Super Bowls. To get Denny Green's Dante Culpepper. So very excited about J.J. McCarthy.
Well, we're going to
Minnesota Vikings in the 2025 schedule.
Yeah, we're going to have to put a bookmark in it there. I'm thinking I might want to go to the Ravens game. And, yes, there might be a girl involved. So if you have an extra ticket for that, might have to do that. But thanks for jumping on with us today, Vince. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having me. And have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. And then, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, we're going to have the Barn at Dunn Villa. We're going to talk with them. We're going to have Sally from the Zoo, and we're going to have Russ from Under the Hood. So join us tomorrow, and enjoy the football game here coming up, folks.